Hey, it's so good to have you all in church. I do love church, and it was good to see people who've been here more than 20 years, but it's also good to see people who've just started coming, and so welcome if you are here visiting. It's wonderful to have you here. It's a privilege for me to speak tonight, the last of the finance series, and let's just pray and then we'll get going. Is that all right? Yeah. Heavenly Father, thank you that what we talk about never catches you by surprise. You ordain what happens. Your word is powerful and can change our lives. You knew long ago who was going to be here tonight, what position every person that's here tonight is in. You knew all of that. And God, you have brought a word. You're going to speak to them regardless of what I do and what I say. Holy Spirit, we invite you to speak to us. We want to change. We want to hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I was going to have a certain title, but my wife wasn't so sure about it. I was going to say, who enjoys a good F word? That was a test. Don't put your hand up now. But basically finance, the idea, when I was thinking about this, you know, if you've ever spoken or been asked to speak and not been given a topic, the hardest thing is knowing the responsibility you have to speak about something that's not going to waste everyone's time and actually be meaningful and God have some impact in their lives. And I was sort of struggling a bit this time because I wanted to talk on finance, but not just the normal. And Pastor Elon, they probably asked me about 2 months ago, and that's the worst thing if you're a procrastinator. You just sort of let it go and go and go. And anyway, come last Monday morning, this just passed, I still was struggling. Man, I got to get something, you know. And I was actually driving to work and I just got thinking. I preached a sermon the title was The F Word, and that's on finance. And that was 5 years ago next month that I did that sermon in church on a Sunday morning. And the reason I used such a abusive title is normally when you speak about finance, there's a lot of different reactions. Who was here this morning? Jono had a great word, and if you didn't hear that, you want to listen to that. But there's a lot of different emotion. Everyone, when you speak about finance, has a different sort of stance, depending on your position, where you are, what's happening in your life. And the word finance can trigger, especially when they're speaking about in church, can trigger sort of different feelings and emotions. And most people don't get excited about it. If there's ever electives, no one goes to the finance one. They all want to go to the one on faith or the one on marriage or something that they feel is going to be constructive. But and so that's the reason that I wanted to sort of speak about that tonight. If you don't remember or if you haven't had the privilege of hearing the story, man, have I got a story for you. So 5 years ago, I did this sermon titled The F Word. And I spoke about stewardship and what you're doing with your money. And right at the end, I got down and I remember clearly thinking as we started singing the last song, man, I want to pray for people who are believing God for a house. And so I went to Pastor Ellen and said, hey, I want to. And she said, don't worry, just do it. So that's really trusting. You should never do that, Pastor Eleanor. But she let me do it right away. So I grabbed the mic and jumped up and said, hey, I want to just pray for people who do not have a house, but they believe in God for a house. So I said, me and my wife are going to be standing down here. And we jumped down and you should never do this on an altar call, but I peeped. And it was almost wall to wall. It was like one of the biggest altar calls I'd probably ever seen here. And that week was interesting. The NZ Herald had an article that 54% of Kiwis never owned their own home. So it was quite fitting that there was this crowd here. But the story made real short, an incredible process happened in the next 3 or 4 months. And we were given just over $32,000 by 26 or 27 different people who, thank God, had heard the voice of God and listened and responded. Not because Ruth and I were anything special. It was just, I'm cautious to say right place, right time, but that's what it was. God had ordained that moment right there and then, and that happened. And just last month, we had the privilege of celebrating 3 years in that house. Give the Lord a hand. I mean, that's just amazing. For me, part of the story that's really amazing are other people who have been blessed out of that story and other people who've seen miracles in their lives. And I really believe that God answers prayer. and God's still listening. God's still wanting to do good things in your life and in my life. And that whole story of our miracle of our house started out of a prophecy. I would suppose you can call it a prophecy. Pastor Luca Robinson was here. And he said, hey, I want to pray for someone who's trying to buy a house. And no one came forward. I was in the back and I sort of, oh, we're busy trying to buy a house. And sort of walked in and the rest was history. And I'm always cautious to say, man, I have a prophecy for you or something. But I really believe the word I have tonight, there's many, many people here that's specifically for you. And so tonight I'm going to speak about a whole lot of, I was going to say F words. I'm going to speak about a whole lot of words that start with F, because that sounds a lot better, okay? And you can put that on the recording. So tonight I've got a whole lot of words that start with F while we're doing a finance series. And I really want to encourage you, and I want everyone to say this after me in a moment, to say that I want one word tonight. So I'm going to mention a whole lot of words with F, and I want you to leave here and say, God, what is the one word that you want me to take away? Because I really believe that God wants to speak to different people, and these words that I've got, God's going to give you one of them that can change your life. So everyone say after me, God, tonight I want one word to change my life. Amen. I hope you believe that, and it's going to happen. So if you've got your Bible here, turn to Genesis 32 verse 22. And the story is about Jacob. We all know the story. Jacob stole his brother's blessing. And when he heard his brother was going to do him in, he fled. And in the story in Genesis 32, he's preparing to meet his brother because he felt he was being done in where he was and he was going to go back to his land. And he had all his possessions, his two wives, servants that he gave him as wives. And it's a whole big story. You want to read it. And he's preparing to meet his brother, but he's really scared of what's going to happen. And so he sends sort of a bunch of goats along that he's going to give him and a bunch of sheep along and lots of gifts along the way. He's sort of trying to smooth, it's almost like a bit of bribery, really. He's trying to, a bit of corruption. He's smoothing the pathway. And then it gets worse. He sends the servants' wives that he's taken. And then he sends Hannah. Poor Hannah got a raw deal. And then he sort of sends Rachel, his next best, and he sort of plans this as if it really gets bad, he can escape maybe with Rachel. So in Genesis 32, verse 22, that night, Jacob got up and he took his two wives, his two female servants, and the 11 sons, and he crossed the ford of the Jabbok River. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent all his possessions over. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. And then the man said, let me go, for it's daybreak. But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me. And so the first word that starts with F that I want to share with you tonight is the word fight. Now, I know it says he wrestled. I couldn't use that because that's a W, so I said fight. So he fought with God, okay, a fight. And what I want to say to you is sometimes we need to fight for the blessing of God. We can't just accept what is happening. We need to fight for the blessing of God. Has anyone ever heard of Doris Day? So Doris Day, there's a thing going around. They call it the Doris Day Doctrine. And Doris Day sang a song, what will be, que sera, sera. And a lot of times as Christians, we live with the Doris Day Doctrine. Well, what will be. Well, that's what I read in the Bible. Jacob fought with God. And sometimes you need to fight for what you believe God has for you and not just accept what comes your way. Because if you just accept what comes your way, you're going to get whatever will be. But we have a very different God who we can approach, who we can speak to, who we can petition. There are many stories in the Bible. There was a guy who was going to die. God said, you're going to die. Get your affairs in order. And he got before the Lord and he sought him. And God said, I'll give you another 15 years. There are many, many stories where people have changed what God was going to do because they fought for what they want. And so we need to make sure we don't just accept it, but we fight for what we want. In Exodus 33:15, Moses says, if your presence doesn't go with us, then do not send us from here. You need to fight to have the presence of God in your life. And when it comes to your finance, the things that are happening in your world, don't just accept what's happening. You need to fight for what God has for you. God has a lot more, but sometimes you need to fight. The blessing didn't just arrive at Jacob's door. He had to fight for it and say, I'm not letting go until you bless me. How many times have we let go before God has actually blessed us? So let's make sure that we fight and we have it in us. 1 Chronicles 4:10. I'm sure you all know this. Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so that it may bring me no pain. And God granted him what he asked. When last have you asked God, would you bless me? Would you just enlarge my tent pegs? Would you enlarge my area? When last have you prayed that? Are you fighting for the blessing of God? Or are you just accepting what you get? Only you can answer that. Don't accept your lot in life. Now, I know the Bible says you've got to be content and be satisfied with what you have. But I believe you can fight for the blessing of God. You can ask for it and you can get what you want. Most of the miracles that Jesus did are preceded with him asking, what do you want? The people that he was confronted, a blind man comes to him and Jesus says to him, what do you want? Surely Jesus could see what the guy wanted. But Jesus is asking you today, what do you want? Are you telling him? Are you asking him? You know, when it comes to having a home, are you just going to accept that you're going to rent, or you're going to ask God? Say, come on, God, I'm going to ask for a home. I'm going to fight for this. I'm going to keep asking for the blessing of God. Sometimes we stop and you need to keep doing it. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power of his works. You know, our house story, when I've shared this testimony a few times, I do not even remember praying that, God, will you give us a house? But I just remember in my heart, I believed God's going to do it. God's going to bring the blessing that we're going to have a house one day. And that verse says, what we ask or think. So what are you allowing yourself to think? Are you thinking that God can bless you? Are you thinking that God can do it for you? Or are you just going to be the Doris Day, what'll be will be, and I'll just put up with what I get. You choose. What are you asking about? What are you thinking about? In Matthew 7:7 in the New King James, it says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened. I love the story of the woman who was not a Jew who came to Jesus, and she was asking, and Jesus was quite rude to her, and he said, you know, she said, I want to get the crumbs on the table. And he said, you know, even the dogs, it was pretty rude. Goes on to say that if you keep asking, you will get. And so have you stopped asking, or you're going to keep fighting for what God has for you? Fight for God's blessing. Don't let go until you get it. Jacob wouldn't let go until he was blessed. Luke 5:17. We'll move on to the next word with an F. In Luke 5:17, on one of the days while Jesus was teaching, some proud religious keepers and teachers of the law were sitting around him. And they came from every town and country, goes on. And verse 18, some men took a man who was not able to move his body, and they brought him to Jesus. They carried him on a bed. They looked for a way to take the man into the house where Jesus was, but they could find no way because there were so many people. So they made a hole in the roof where Jesus stood, and they let the bed down with a sick man on it before Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to them, friend, your sins are forgiven. And we all know the story that he was healed. The next word with an F that you need when it comes to your finances, you need friends. And you need friends for a number of reasons. Number one, the Bible says where two or three are gathered, that's where God is. So whatever you're praying for, whatever you're fighting for, have you got a friend that's praying with you? And saying, you know what, I want you to pray with me because I believe that where two or three are gathered, that God is there and God will answer those prayers. And so have you got friends? Then there comes times where you need friends that can maybe, you can't do it, but they need to help carry you. And they need to help you. Have you got someone that you can ask when you're in trouble? And then are you a friend that you can help someone else when they're in trouble? Because the Bible says you need to do to others as you want them to do to you. And so when you see someone that's struggling, are you the one who lends a hand, or are you the one that goes, man, I'm really sorry, I'll pray for you? Are you prepared to be a friend that's going to do something and do something that it's going to cost? We need friends. Proverbs 15:22 says, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. When it comes to your finances, if you've got people around you, friends around you who you can ask, what do you think? What do you think about this? Should I do this? I'm amazed by the amount of people who get scammed. You know, I'm convinced scammers only do it because they're coming right somewhere. If you ever feel you're going to get scammed, ask a friend. They will normally see through it really quickly. If you want to make some financial decision that's pretty large, why don't you ask a few friends who you trust that are going to give you wise advice, good advice. Don't ask people who you know are going to give you the answer you want to hear, but ask people who really are friends who are going to give you good advice. In Jeremiah 42, verse 16, moving on to the next word, starting with the F, it says, this is what the angel of the army of the angels, this is a big word, let me start again. This is what God of the angel armies says. God had lots of names in the Old Testament, and that was one of the more complicated ones. It says, if you have determined to go to Egypt and make that your home, then the very wars you fear will catch up with you. So the next word with an F is the word fear. When it comes to your finance, the Bible says what you fear will come upon you. The children of Israel were looking backwards, and this is another bonus word of the F, you should look forward, not backwards. But they were living in fear for what was going to happen. They said to Moses, have you brought us here to die? We would be better back there. You can't expect and wait and fight for the blessing of God when you're living in fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. Paul also says that you need to forget the past and press on to the future. There's two F words for you. So forget the past and press on to the future. Sometimes in our finances, because of what's happened in the past, we act in fear today. Because of what's happened in the past with our finances, sometimes we live in fear today, not to do something or try something again. And you need to make sure that when you're handling your finance, you're not living under fear. Fear debilitates you. It stops you doing things. Fear stops you moving. Fear is not from God. There's a difference being cautious and being fearful. And when you're dealing with money, you want to be cautious, but you don't want to act in fear because what you fear will come upon you. And so make sure that you are not doing that. Job also says that what I have feared has come upon me. The Bible says in Matthew 6, verse 31, so do not worry, saying, what will we eat and what will we drink? What will we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, but your heavenly Father knows that you have need of them. Seek first his kingdom and the righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. I think we can replace it with the word fear. Do not fear about tomorrow, for tomorrow will sort itself out. Each day has enough trouble of its own. If you are living with fear for the future about finance, if you are fearful about what's going to happen to the interest rate, if you're fearful of whether you're going to keep your job or not, I want to say that's not of God. And you need to dispel that fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. And go, I know God. I know the God who has good plans for me. I know the God who's got everything in his hand. I'm not going to live in fear when it comes to my money. Moving on to the next word that starts with F, Hebrews 6:11. I'm sure many of you can quote that. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Whoever draws near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. You see, I think when it comes to our money, a lot of us try and be good stewards and do everything right, but we don't want to have a faith to what we do with our money. Sometimes it takes faith to tithe when your money's not looking that good. Sometimes it takes faith to give to someone else when you're probably struggling yourself. It's easy to give out of abundance. It's a little bit harder when it's a bit tight. And sometimes it takes faith to do that. The Bible clearly says that God rewards those. To come to God, you must believe that he is, and you must have faith. God is seeking for that. God is looking for that. And so if you're fighting for God to bless, you need to have faith that God's going to do it. Make sure that you are living in faith, saying, God, enlarge my camp. Do these things in my life. You know, Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, faith shows the reality of what we hope for, the evidence of things we cannot see. And so I want to really encourage you to make sure that you are operating in the area of your finances by faith and not just what will be will be. But God, I'm going to apply faith to this. You know, sometimes it's easy to get into a habit of giving your tithe or giving your money. You do an AP, so you don't even think about it. Are you actually applying faith to what you're doing? Say, God, you know what? I'm giving you 10% of what I earn. I'm giving you more. I'm giving you whatever I'm giving you. But I'm doing it in faith because I believe you're the rewarder of those who seek you. The Bible says in the Old Testament that you need to test God and see if he won't rebuke the devourer on your behalf and open the floodgates of heaven. Are you giving in faith, or are you just giving because it's a law or a commandment? Then the next word with an F that I want to talk to you about. I nearly said the F word. Some of you are laughing. And you're going, here we go again, this whole finance series. I've heard this before. You're sitting here tonight and you're saying, man, I'm not even sure if this works. I've tried this and it hasn't worked. I've been done everything that I should do, but things have still failed. I've still lost that job, or I've still had that house. They had to sell it. And I maybe haven't got what God has promised me, or the blessing that you seem to have got in your life, or someone else has. I believe that some of you maybe even stopped giving and said, you know, I've given for a while and nothing's happened, and I don't know what to do, but I've stopped. I'm not going to do it again. Some of you have stopped tithing. Some of you have stopped putting God first in your finances. You're saying maybe, you know, God said I must test him, and I have, but he's failed. I want to give you this next word that starts with an F. John 21, verse 4. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize it was him. He called out to them, friends, haven't you got any fish? And you're thinking, well, fish is not a great word with an F in a finance series. No, they answered. Verse 6, he says, throw out your net on the other side of the boat and you will find some. And so I want to say the next word with an F is you should fish again. Maybe you need to go again and visit what God has done. If I've spoken tonight and you've gone, yep, that's me. I've maybe stopped because it didn't work. And I've said, nah, this wasn't for me. I'll believe all the other parts of the Bible, but this part I'm going to struggle with. I want to tell you tonight, God's saying to you, you need to fish again. The disciples had fished all night and caught nothing. They were the fishermen. Jesus wasn't. But they trusted, they had faith, and they put the net on the other side, and they caught such a large catch that the nets couldn't hold it. And I want to challenge you tonight that you need to fish again. Put down the net on the other side. Do something different. And I believe with all my heart that Jesus will answer. Jesus will give you that catch that you need for whatever your situation is. And I've got a whole lot of other words here that I want to go through. It was quite amazing tonight. Before the service, Pastor Alan asked Catherine, what do you want for the service? And she used a word starting with an F. Where's Catherine? There we go. She said fresh. And I thought, man, there's another word. So I've added it to my notes. Because you've got to look for these things. The Bible says that his mercies are new every morning. God has something fresh for you. And maybe you've been doing finance a certain way, and tonight the word that God wants to give you is do something fresh. Don't just do what you've been doing. Do something fresh. God is new. His mercies are new every morning. You know, Jesus did a lot of miracles, but none of them are the same. One day he walked on the water. Then he put mud in a guy's eyes and he could see. Then he touched a sick person and they were raised up. And then he spoke and someone was healed. And then he said, I don't even need to go there. Just you go. She'll be healed because of your faith. Do something fresh. Do something new. One of the next words with an F is the word faithful. You know, I had a bicycle shop that we closed. And my wife and I, for 2 years, we paid off the suppliers every single month. We made an agreement. We said, this is what we're going to pay you. And it was quite a large chunk of money. And we paid them every single month for 2 years till they were paid off. Because I wanted to be faithful to the God that I serve, that I could see any one of those guys anywhere. The story is preceded by another shop in town that closed and basically, owing probably a very similar amount to what I did, called the supplier in the morning and said, hey, I'm down on the South Island now. The keys are under the door. I've left. And so with that story hanging in the air, I made sure that I did it different. I wanted to be faithful to God in what I was doing, the way I was treating people, and God would bring the blessing. And He did. And so I want to challenge you to be faithful in what you are doing. Don't think you can rip off people financially, not pay them what you owe them, but God bless me, enlarge my territory, enlarge my camp. Can I say, even if you're not paying your taxes, God, forgive me for not paying tax, but would you bless me? That's not going to work. You need to be faithful, and God will do. It is interesting, Jesus, for Him to pay His tax, it actually never even cost Him anything. He's the creator of the universe. He just said, go down, pull out a fish, there'll be a coin in its mouth, and you can use that to pay our taxes. And sometimes I think we think, man, it's going to cost me so much. Everything comes from God anyway. Why don't you just be faithful and let you see what God's going to do in your life. The word freedom, the next word with an F, the word freedom. Maybe you're feeling really trapped and in bondage with your finance. Maybe it's from decisions you've made in the past. I really believe that Jesus came to set the captives free. And there's freedom if you come before God and say, God, I've got myself into this trouble. We've got a CAP course coming up. Why don't you do that? God can bring freedom when you think there's no way out. I've seen incredible stories, and God can do it. And so don't expect that you're just going to be a captive to what you are for the rest of your life. We've had some testimonies in this church of people who did CAP and then got free, and they had freedom from it. And some of them a lot sooner than what they thought they knew. Some of you might be sitting here today thinking, you know, what is my future? And so there's another word with an F. And I want to just tell you, the Bible says that God knows the plans that He has for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you. And you need to make sure that your future is in Jesus and not wrapped up in the situation you're in right now. Maybe that word's for someone here, that your future is going to be way better than what you think it is. It doesn't have to be the way it is. One of the most incredible stories I love from the crucifixion is another word with an F, where Jesus says, it's finished. I really believe there's a word for some of you today who've been struggling financially and saying, when will this ever end? I really believe today that God's saying in your life, it's finished. From today on, we can be different. It is finished. And so I want you to reach out in faith to what God has done and expect it to be finished, because God can do a miracle. I've seen some miracles in my life that God never answered the way I wanted to. He answered the way He wanted to do it. And they were surprises. Like if you asked me, how would I get a house? I would never have said, oh, it would happen like this, this, and this. And people have given us money, we got a house. So I wouldn't have thought that. You can't predict what God's going to do. But you can say, this is finished, no further. I'm going to fight for the blessing of God and see what God can do. The next word that I want to use quickly with an F, and the band can come up, is the word find. You know, I love the story in the Bible where it says the kingdom of God is like a man who went and he found a pearl of great value. And he hid the pearl and he sold everything he had to get it. The moral of that story is he went looking for it. You got to try and find what God has for you. If you're just going to sit back and wait, you're not going to get it. Have you taken the Bible and said, God, I want to find what you say about my finance. I want to find what you say about this situation. Have you taken the time to search and study the scripture and find what God has for you? If you're struggling, just go to Google or Spotify and just put a sermon on, find a sermon on finance. What does God say on finance? What does God say on money? And you can start to search these things and find what God says. Don't say you don't know what the answer is if you haven't looked. The Bible says if you seek, you're going to find. And the last word that I want to use with the F, we've sort of mentioned the verse already, Matthew 6:33. It says, seek first the kingdom of God. And if you are dealing with your finance tonight and God's not first, then I want to challenge you, you need to make God first. Remember, you all said tonight you want one word, and maybe that's the word for you. God hasn't been first in your finance. And I want to just challenge you, you need to put God first. And so whatever it is tonight, out of all those words, starting with the F, be it you need to fight for your blessing, be it that you need to deal with a fear in your life, be it that you need to find friends to walk along with you in this journey. Maybe you haven't even told anyone you're struggling financially. Why don't you tell someone? Speak to them. and they can walk with you. Maybe you need to have faith in the area of your finance. Maybe you need to put God first. Maybe you need to look at the future and forget what's lying behind you. You find whatever that one word is and say, God, would you speak to us? And I'm going to ask the band tonight to just sing play a worship song, maybe not even sing too loud. And I'm going to ask you to come forward. If you feel you need to pray and ask and speak to God again about your finance and you haven't done it for a while, maybe you need a house and you haven't got a house. Maybe you need a job and you haven't got a job. Maybe you just need a car. Whatever the financial thing is, I'm going to ask that you come forward. And I'm going to ask that no one comes and stands in front of you and prays. I want you to pray. I want you to use your own words and say, God, I haven't asked you this for a while. Or maybe I have, but I want to keep asking. I'm going to ask again. If you're a married couple, maybe you need to come with your wife and stand together and say, God, together we want to ask again. We're going to get leaders maybe to stand behind you, but they're not going to pray with you. You're going to pray for you behind you, but I want you to pray. I want you to use your voice to say, God, I want to come again. I want to fight for my blessing. I want to say, enlarge my tent, enlarge my area. I'm not going to let go until you bless. And maybe you've stopped asking. Tonight you need to ask again. So can we all stand? And I'm going to ask the worship team to just play quietly and keep the volume down a little bit. But I want you to come forward if you believe in God for a house, or if you believe in God for some financial miracle, or maybe you want to pick up something that you've laid down. Tonight you need to do it again. So don't miss out on this. You know, you might say, oh, well, I can pray when I get home. There's something about praying in a corporate environment where the Bible says that signs and wonders will follow the preaching of the word. Not because I'm special or anything, but that's just what God said. And so I really believe that. So I'm going to pray and then we're going to close, and I would love you to come forward if that's you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Every single part of your word is inspired by God and fit to cut down and break down anything that is not of you and bring life and bring your presence. And so I pray, Lord, right now that you're going to take whatever word people have grabbed hold of and you're going to quicken it to them. You're going to make it alive and make it real in their lives. And as people come forward and lift up a prayer to you again, as we fight for the blessing that you have, we don't want to let go until we receive. And I pray that you would answer prayers, we would hear miracles, we would hear testimonies, because you're a prayer-answering, miracle-working God. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, church, let's worship. And if you want prayer, come forward right away. And not if you want prayer, if you want to pray yourself, and we can agree with you. Amen.